Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Meet Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Their chefs handle the shopping and chopping, delivering fresh, fully cooked meals to your door. All you have to do is heat and enjoy. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences, like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. And if you're looking to lose weight, Factor's keto meals can help you lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks. Savor nutritious, premium meals no matter how busy life gets. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factor50off and use code FACTOR50OFF to get 50% off, plus free shipping on your first box. Weight loss with Factor Keto based on randomized controlled clinical trial. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
March is National Kidney Month. 37 million Americans have chronic kidney disease, also known as CKD, and most don't know it. High blood pressure and diabetes increase the risk for CKD. Symptoms of kidney disease may include fatigue, shortness of breath, lower back pain, high blood pressure, or changes in urination. If you want to protect your kidneys or learn how to get tested, Fresenius Kidney Care can help. Learn more at kidneyrisk.com. That's kidneyrisk.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News.
60% of consumers have reported challenges when switching banks. That's according to the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. What was sold as a frictionless process has proven to be a lot more cumbersome, with unanswered helplines and digital switching being some of the problem areas. I'm joined by consumer journalist with the Irish Independent, Siobhan Maguire, to talk about all of this. Siobhan, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, looking at the ads on telly and listening to the ads on radio, including this station, it would appear that switching is a breeze.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Break up with your bank, Pat. But what they fail to tell you is that the banks are actually breaking up with you, and the whole process of trying to find another safe place to leave your money is entirely on the shoulders of the Irish consumer.
How difficult is it? I mean, what are the obstacles? Because a lot of us do online banking now, and you'd imagine that you shift from one online bank to the other, say farewell to one and good morning or hello to the other.
Absolutely. In an ideal world, Pat, that is how it works. I mean, the central bank have a switching code of conduct where everything, you know, must be done and dusted within 10 days. That means that I can walk, I can contact another bank and say, I would like to switch to you, please. And they will take charge of everything. But then the onus is still on me. While they'll move the direct debits, I'll have to make sure that the likes of, say, the Netflix subscription or, you know, the mobile phone bill that I pay monthly, all of that has to be moved by me to that other bank. And so when you don't have a scenario like this where you have two big heavy hitters in the banking sector leaving and basically leaving people adrift wondering where or who they move to next, in all of this, Pat, you have people scratching their heads saying, well, look, there is this switching code in place, but yet I'm at the back of a very long queue to try and switch.
Now, is it the case that the people who are having most difficulty are those who are not internet savvy, who are trying to do it maybe by calling banks directly and hoping to get a human?
Yeah, that's exactly it, actually. So, I mean, the banking landscape has transitioned so much in recent years. We've had branches closed down. We've had, the bigger banks letting go of loads of people. And so that leaves banks with limited resources trying to cater for a cohort of people trying to switch accounts. And in all of this, you have people who aren't savvy with online banking, elderly people, really stuck, really, confused about what they do next. A neighbour of mine, Pat, in April, when Ulster Bank were coming out with, well, we've, we're giving you the 6 month warning now, you must move. She made her way to a bank branch of one of the other banks to see if she could move. And they said, well, you're going to have to do all of this online. She told me, I tweeted it out. The bank then contacted me saying, well, this isn't right. We need to help her. But that, you know, that can't be done in every single scenario. And the fact is, if you have an elderly person coming into a bank branch, you know, one of the few that is still open, Pat, and being told, well, no, go home and get online. I mean, that's simply not good enough.
One of the fears that people would have is that they end up paying some of their routine bills twice. That as they transfer, it's already been paid by, you know, through the Ulster Bank or KBC, and then it goes to Bank of Ireland and it's paid again.
This is a logistical nightmare for the banking sector, both for you and I, you know, with whatever bank we're with, if we're looking to switch, what happens to our direct debits? And at the moment, because that switching code is so overwhelmed by demand, we're doing it ourselves. In the process, as I said earlier, you have banks under immense pressure. So of course, mistakes are going to be made, and you will have people finding that even after they have switched, there might have been that, you know, a direct debit that has fallen through the cracks, maybe not paid, and that comes back in the consumer, or else paid twice. So I think as more and more people switch, and we know that people are switching, and there is an argument there that people have had plenty of notice to switch, but look, that's all well and good. If the resources aren't there to help people switch, then, you know, it really isn't the fault of the consumer. Mm. But I think that what you've risen there is exactly what we'll see in the coming months, Pat. People, you know, alerting everyone to the fact that, well, you know, the bank has taken far too much money from me. I mean, they shouldn't have.
Yeah. And the worry would be that some bills might go unpaid in all of this chaos. One of my colleagues was saying he had a difficulty, you know, living on an overdraft from his existing bank, be it Ulster or KBC, and then trying to organise a similar overdraft facility in the new bank. And that proved to be difficult.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. The banks don't want to inherit any of your financial problems. They don't want to know about it. So if I'm relying on an overdraft to keep me afloat until payday, and so many of us do, Pat, especially in this cost of living crisis, it is a heat or eat scenario for a lot of people. So we are down to the pennies in terms of our spending. And, you know, if you're moving to another bank, that bank isn't going to say, well, I don't care. You know, I understand you had, a 5 grand overdraft that you relied on with your last bank, but we simply can't facilitate that because you're coming to us and we're regarding this as a clean sheet. So it's another problem, definitely.
Finally, Gabrielle McClough of the Central Bank has made some critical remarks of the process. Is he likely to prevent them from moving after that 6-month deadline that they've set? Is he maybe going to tell them to hang around for a few months more?
Well, the indications are that, you know, he's thinking about it, Pat. I mean, my opinion is he should. The power now lies with the authorities to step in and try and sort this mess out. You've Ulster Bank talking about freezing current accounts at a time when, you know, Christmas is around the corner. We're in that cost of living crisis. A lot of people, you know, are worried about paying their energy bills. And there's no joined up thinking in all of this. So I think, you know, while it's welcome for the likes of the, you know, the central bank governor to be talking about taking action, I mean, he needs to take action. That's the bottom line.
If a bank was to freeze my current account, I would regard it as theft. It's my money. Okay, they are minding it, but it's my money. If they froze it, I would regard it as theft. But anyway, we'll see where all of that goes. Siobhan McGuire, consumer journalist, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Morning decisions. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? A sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel or that white chocolate mocha. Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Start your day with bottled Starbucks frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.